Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, everybody, or actually afternoon. It is the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, and we are absolutely loving the fact that we are back on the air on Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. It is our commitment to give you the very best content of any radio show on the planet. And inside of that, know that this show is no infomercial. I don't take on people for money. I'll sell an ad once in a while because somebody just begs Ted Anderson so much and he can use the money to keep the station on the air. I don't take a penny of it. Why? Because I don't ever want anybody saying I have an ulterior motive to do this show. I don't interview companies and I don't interview scumballs unless I'm going to call them out. I only interview people that I feel make a contribution. Would you say that's us, Marianne?
Absolutely.
I mean, all day long, we're headed down to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals here, convention here pretty quick with Garrett McGrath and Keith Halls and that whole gang. And the reason that I do this show is because I believe so fervently that network marketing is the only game in town, that it's unbelievable. And this author that we've got today is named Brian Carruthers, and he's written a book called Building an Empire. And he's not one of those guys that decided to write a book because he was a failure in network marketing and figured the only way he was going to be able to ever make any money was to sell us a guide to something he never did himself. This is exactly the opposite. This guy has written a book for the ages, and I don't say that very often because there's a lot of books out there. This book is unbelievable. You want to buy it. It's called Building an Empire, the most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. And it's at briancarruthers.com. But Brian is a rock star, and we're going to interview him right now. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Good to be on with you.
I
appreciate everything you do on these shows.
Well, this show today is a big show. And the reason it's a big show is because you have written a book that's just simply unbelievable. And the reason it's unbelievable, everybody, is because it takes you from kindergarten to a college degree at Villanova University, which is where Brian went to school, or Harvard, or whatever you want to call it. But Brian is a different animal for network marketing because most people got successful as a result of incredible hardship in their life. Brian came out of a family that was pretty successful and then ended up in the real estate business and was really successful and chose network marketing when he realized what it would provide was not only money but also time and lifestyle. So take it away, Brian. Talk about your past a little bit.
Sure. You know, I think one of the things that attracted me to the network marketing model in the first place was some of the rags-to-riches stories that I got a chance to witness or see firsthand. I got a chance to meet people that came from hard circumstances and came up on top. You know, because they got involved with the right business model, they had leverage, they had mentorship, they had the right opportunity in business to be able to do something for themselves, get out from underneath of somebody else's thumb, and become successful on their own. And you know, people going from $20,000 a year in income, trying to figure out how to provide for their family to six figure incomes, and driving a new car, and putting their kids in private schools, and donating to their church and charities and so forth. When I saw those stories, you know, it was inspiring to me. You know, like you said, I did come from a family that was very successful in the real estate arena. My father built one of the largest real estate companies on the East Coast back in the 70s. And for me, growing up, I kind of just always knew that when I got out of school, and I was going to go to school because it was expected of me, and I was going to get my college degree, even though I got an accounting degree, I knew I was never going to be an accountant. It was just too boring to me. I couldn't even fathom that. I just did it because I was expected to get a degree and then come back out and go join my brother and father in the real estate business, and that's what I did. And so for me, to look at anything else, a lot of people thought I was completely nuts. You know, when I was already involved in, at the time, a 24-office real estate company, which basically had my future path already kind of spelled out and paved for me, people questioned why I had any desire to look at something else. But when I learned about network marketing and saw the stories of people not just having the income and the money, and the success, but they had, time freedom, and they also did it by helping other people in real estate, I wasn't helping agents. You know, I basically was putting them onto a treadmill. And I saw some of the same real estate agents that worked for my dad in the 70s are still in 2014. Some of them are still selling houses today, three decades later. I didn't, you know, to recruit somebody into the real estate business, was I really helping them get freedom, or was I putting them into a trap, onto a treadmill? So for me, network marketing was a way for me to actually, number one, break out on my own so I can do something of my own within my dad's shadow or taking on his legacy. But I wanted to do something for myself, prove my own worth, and do it in a way where I was going to help a lot of people in the process.
A type A guy like you that's used to pushing the pig through the python snake in real estate, how hard was it for you to transfer that sales ability that you had in real estate into a leadership ability where not only are you learning to do something like sell, but you're also in a position of having to teach people what you learned? Was that a hard shift for you?
Yes and no. I think that some things that you learn in real estate, you know, about sales, you know, whether it be Tom Hopkins or, you know, the whole thing about, you know, learning how to be a salesperson, some of that stuff is helpful, but some of it actually it holds you back. So I had to unlearn a few things that I learned in sales. And quite frankly, you know, my style back then in real estate sales was a little bit more conducive to network marketing because I wasn't the kind of person that would let somebody in the door of a house, walk them through it, sell them on how amazing this toilet, you know, is, or the master bedroom is, or, oh my gosh, look how amazing that ceiling fan is. I wasn't really a salesperson. My style was let them in the house, let them walk around. If they liked it, I helped them, you know, fill out the best contract with them. I wasn't really a salesperson. So for me in network marketing, I've chosen to go that same route. I don't try to ever sell somebody on my service or my product. I never try to sell somebody on the business opportunity. I'm in the same mindset of just sharing the information with people and let people decide whether it's for them or not. From the question of leadership, that was a transition. I need to learn how to not just motivate myself, because I'm a self-motivated person. But in network marketing, you know, you can't be person-dependent. It can't be just about you. You have to be system-dependent. So I had to learn how to rely on a system, even when I felt like the system was not going fast enough and I could go do a better job myself. I always learned that you got to do what duplicates, not what works. So that was a little bit tough to swallow, having to actually allow other things or other people that didn't have the same abilities in certain areas to still carry that load for me, because in the long term, it would actually, that system dependency would allow me to have a very self-sustaining, autonomous business that would grow without me. And so there were some learning curves I had to go through for sure.
Wow, that's a good call. You need to do what duplicates, not what works. That's a great quote. In your book, you talk about what it's going to take to get started before you even get rolling here. And you talk about personal development, and you talk about reading enough about rags-to-riches stories or stories that you can relate to where your belief level is such that you know in your core that network marketing works. Your belief has got to be so strong that you can take literally anybody from a very small investment to a life of time and freedom and money. And if you don't believe what's coming out of your mouth, you might as well not start. So you have to do the personal development necessary to get yourself there before you even get going. Right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was friends with a gentleman by the name of Charlie Tremendous Jones, who was a major icon in personal development and a big author. And, yeah, he used to say that you are the same person today that you'll be 5 years from now, except for the people you meet and the books you read. So for me, I wanted to get around successful people because I knew that they would rub off on me. I knew that by being around them, I would grow to believe in what I was involved with that much more. And then, of course, the books or audiobooks, whatever, you know, books or tapes, you know, but just getting that information, you know, the input dictates your output. So if the input is going into your brain is a bunch of failure stories, you're going to believe that you're just going to be a failure. So for me, I read our company comes out with a profile success book every year. And I love just reading the stories of success. And every company's got a place, whether it be a book or a website, where you can actually, or nowadays on Facebook, you can just go on there and just see story after story after story of success. And you have to fill your head with that stuff, because you're going to be talking to prospects. They're going to be shooting arrows at you. They're going to be telling you no. They're going to be telling you that business doesn't work. And if you don't have enough nutrients in your body, enough positivity that you put into your mind, to build up your immune system to that stuff, then it's going to infect you. And so, you know, we don't want to get we don't want to get age of the mind where your immune system will be susceptible to the stuff that you encounter out there. So that's why I just encourage people to always build your belief in what you're doing. And because I believe so strongly in my business and what it can do for others, I've been able to, you know, I hate to just brag about numbers, but just to demonstrate, you know, I didn't just go out and recruit 5 people and get really lucky and have a huge team built by other people. I've personally recruited over 1,400 people. That's about almost 100 a year. So, you know, in order to be a recruiter like that, you've got to really believe. You know, you can't fool 1,400 people. You can't fake it till you make it and act as if for 1,400 people. You know, I've had to have thousands of conversations, of course, and thousands of overviews and presentations to get 1,400 to say yes. But, you know, quite frankly, it's my belief. You know, recruiting is a transferring of a personal vision to others. And I want everybody to understand that. Recruiting is a transfer of your belief and vision to others. You know, because people believed my belief and my vision for where my business was going and where it could take them, they bought into it and made it their own. That's what recruiting is.
One of the things that you also talk in your book about is something that it happens to me almost every day. Somebody calls me on the phone and says, we've got the best product, we've got the best comp plan, and you need to join my company with me. And at the end of the day, I go, really, what's the company? And they tell me, I go, how'd you get into it? Well, my next door neighbor is in it, and it's unbelievable. And what you talk about in your book, and we're going to have to wait till after the break, I can't believe this time's going by this fast, we are dead. Here's the deal. You've got to choose your upline. Robert Kiyosaki last week talked about this. You've got to choose your upline as carefully as you choose the company. And if you don't do that, you might be following somebody going nowhere. And Garrett McGrath hit the nail on the head when he says, I was sick and tired of going broke enthusiastically and taking other people with me. That does not want to be you. We'll be back right after this with Brian Carruthers.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. This is the Tom Chenault Show. Thank you. This is a great Saturday afternoon. I am telling you what, I am thrilled that you are listening to this show. I want you to buy this book called Building an Empire, the most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. We were talking to Brian Carruthers, the author, in the earlier segment about the importance of choosing your upline and whether or not it's more important than the product of the company. And I know he's got opinions on it, and I know Eric Worre from Stage and in his book says your upline does not matter. And I'm telling you, I don't disagree with that, but I also don't agree, because even though you are going to have to go it alone without an upline, it really helps to have a partner that's as deep in the game as you are. What do you think about that, Mr. Brian Carruthers?
Well, it is a good question. You know, obviously, if you have the opportunity, if you're getting ready to select the business that you're going to pursue as your vehicle, if you have a chance to select who your upline mentor is going to be, that would be awesome. To have somebody that's actually knowledgeable about how to build it, has already found the pitfalls and can teach you how to avoid them, you know, and knows the exact formula to success in that particular business. If you find that person and they've got a vested interest in helping you, because that's the way our model works, that they're going to make money if you make money, that's perfect. But there's a lot of folks that, unfortunately, already have made their decision. They're already in their company. You can't change uplines once you've selected it and you've already joined the company. So from that point, you know, there are pros and cons. You know, the pro is having somebody that's vested in your success. But there's also a pro for maybe not necessarily having the greatest upline. For example, my mentor for my first few years of my company taught me a lot, but he actually chose to sell his business for seven figures to take that money and invest it in the real estate boom before the crash in 07 or 08. And so at that point, I found myself a little bit orphaned. You know, there was no upline. There was nobody there for me. and it caused me, in a positive light, it caused me to learn faster and become a leader, step up my game, because if I didn't, you know, then I'd just say, well, you know what, I have nobody to help me, I guess I'm going to fail. So it caused me to become a leader, a better leader, faster than if I had somebody that I could use as a crutch and lean on all the time. So there are some pros and cons there, and I would just simply say, you know, just like there's children out there that unfortunately don't have parents, and they have to get a foster parent. That's what I was actually, you know, convinced of about a year ago, is that there's a lot of orphans in the network marketing profession that don't have an upline because maybe the upline doesn't exist anymore, or maybe they've got a clash of personality, or maybe the upline just doesn't know what they're doing and can't really provide guidance properly. So that's why I came up with my blog a year ago called fostermentor.com, so I can, in a generic sense, or, you know, in a generic fashion, help people to learn a lot of things that maybe they're not learning, or get the inspiration or the encouragement that otherwise they might be lacking. So I do believe that having a great upline is great, but if you don't have it, don't let that be your excuse to not go to the great heights that you still can and still should, and get there even faster, because you can actually grow a lot faster by need.
So many people have complaints about their upline. I hear it every day, and here's who I am. I look you in the eye and I say, that's awesome. Go become the upline that you wanted that upline to be. And because you don't have that person, you need to be that person. And the way that you be that person is to read this book. And in your book, you talk about reading it once a month. And when I first glanced at the book and I said, man alive, that sounds like quite a commitment. I can tell you that reading this book once a month through the year would change your life. It's that good a book. And I can't believe you wrote it, Brian. I mean, how long did it take you to write this thing?
About a year and a half, you know, and obviously I'm you know, continuing with my life as a single dad with a 7-year-old son, 6 years at the time, and still building my business. I'm still running a 7-figure annual business that has certain demands, but, you know, nights and, you know, a lot of midnight hours, you know, I sit there and write a few chapters a night and then come back a week later. And I wanted to take the time to do it because I wanted to have a book that was a single reference guide that had every conceivable topic that you would ever want to find out about or learn in the whole network marketing profession. There's hundreds of books out there, but a lot of them have, you know, 3 topics, 5 topics, 10 topics. And, you know, in order to get all the information, you have to go out and read, you know, 40, 50 books to be able to get it all. I wanted to have one book that I can give to my downline associate that they, if they never talk to me again, they could still learn everything they needed to go to the 7-figure mark. And so for me, it took a year and a half of thinking about everything. And I wanted to take a long time because it was amazing. You know, 6 months in, 9 months in, 12 months in, I would have an epiphany. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's another chapter for the book. Based on experience, because I'm not, like you said, I'm not an author that, you know, has been removed from the actual doings of the business for years, or maybe never even did it, but just wanted to write about it. All the chapters came up when I was working with my own distributors or working with my own leaders.
We're going to take a little break.
And I saw another reason.
We got to take a break. This book is unbelievable. Go buy it right now. Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. We're coming back right after this for the final segment with him.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author and analyst, Captain John Reagan, your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma, dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane, radiation instructor, Craig Douglas, author and survivalist, Rich Sheban, author, Judy Dollarhite, cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers, bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo, beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author, Gayla Pruitt, author, Harry Cooper, food expert, Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back, we're talking to Brian Carruthers about this book called Building an Empire. Go to buildinganempirebook.com. Buildinganempirebook.com. And remember the book part. You're going to thank me later. Buildinganempirebook.com. All right. So we've been talking to Brian Carruthers. Marianne Niehaus, you were talking about listening to him from the stage in Las Vegas with Eric Worre and how he impacted your life. Speak about that a little bit.
Well, it was, you know, that was such a powerful event to be at, and I was fortunate and honored to be there, and I had to kind of, Tom wasn't able to come, so I let him know what was going on. Where were you, in Argentina somewhere?
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that, and I can't remember, Brian, if you said it or who said it from the stage, but, you know, if you are a multi-billionaire in network marketing, that means you have developed multi-millionaires, and those multi-millionaires have developed millionaires. So speak a little bit to that, because I think what's so important is how this when you come into this business and doing it the right way and starting off the right way, how you can build this and really help so many people along the way.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of people are in pursuit of their own personal success. And so success is defined in their head, however they see it. It's objective. So, you know, they may be, you know, looking for the cars, the homes, the material trappings of success. They might be looking for their own personal time freedom, their own getting stress out of their life, their own, you know, respect and feeding their ego, which, by the way, is a good thing. Ego, and that's a whole different topic, a whole different show, but, you know, we all do everything we do for an ego, whether it be, you know, when I give to charity, I do it in an anonymous way. You would think, oh, my gosh, it's so selfless. But everything that we do that's selfless is also selfish in a good way. It feeds our ego. I mean, when you give money away to charity, do you feel good or do you feel bad? You feel good. So you do it to make yourself feel good. And you're doing good for others to make yourself feel good. So it's all ego-driven. But anyway, you know, success is individual. Significance is helping others. Impacting other people's lives to help them become successful. So, you know, if you want to become somebody who's a legend in network marketing, somebody who has gone on to become one of those greats of all time, it's not going to be because they were the greatest salesperson or the greatest recruiter. It's going to be the person that created the most success stories. It's the person that can actually sit in the back of a room at a big event and never ever grace the stage with their magical presence. But they feel so complete because their team, their leaders that they helped to develop are up on stage getting all the spotlight and glory. That's where I want to be. Of course, I enjoy being on the stage because I can directly impact people, but I'll feel like my work is complete. My life work and my ministry has succeeded and has been significant when my impact still lives on through the people that I've helped to pour into. And that's kind of where my mind and heart is right now. I make tons of money, and I don't need more money. Of course, like Paul J. Meyer used to say to me all the time, he said, Brian, I'm going to make as much money as I can before I'm gone because I'm going to give it all away before I leave this earth anyway. So for me, I love making money because there's great things to do with it. But that's not the main drive for me anymore. It's helping other people to become significant as well.
Does that answer your question, Marianne? Does that speak
to
your point?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian, the first 48 hours in the business, they believed in you. They don't have product in hand. They don't know that the company's going to pay on time. They don't even have a check. How critical is that first 48 hours or that first week where you don't let the fire in their eye die down?
Well, first of all, you know, within a few days, if they haven't gotten a check, I call it their belief check, which means that they haven't gotten paid yet. Every hour that goes by, every conversation where they bring up this information to a friend or family member, they're at risk of being run off, of having their dream squashed. And so, you know, I always tell folks that, you know, you want to have that person get a small couple wins, W-I-N-S, get some wins under their belt. As fast as you can. Those wins are their, you know, that first commission check is their belief check. But, you know, let's say that person is not going to get a check. They're not going to make a sale in the first, let's say, a week. What can you do? What should you, what must you do to keep that person's fire lit? Well, a couple things you can do is, number one, welcome calls. You want to make sure that you introduce them to several people on the team. It can be upline, downline, sideline. Doesn't matter who they are, but just success stories where they can give them a quick 2 or 3 minute conversation with several people to instill. It's kind of like an inoculation, and so, you know, getting those success stories in their minds and tap their heart. You know, the logical side of the business made sense to them with the product or the opportunity, but you've got to strike their, you know, pluck their heartstrings as well. So hopefully those stories will be compelling and heart touching. You know, secondly. One of the things in the back of the book I actually have stuck in there is the inoculation page. And basically what that is every recruit I bring on board, I actually give them this one-page printout that basically has a picture of a syringe, like we use for a flu shot. And, you know, you give somebody a little shot of the flu so that it would prevent them, it would build up their immune system to it so they won't get the full-blown flu during flu season. You know, and that's kind of what I want to do with the network marketers. I want to let them know what's about to happen. I'm going to let them know ahead of time that they're going to have people that are going to tell them this business doesn't work or you're wasting your time. See, if I don't prepare them and they go hear that, they're gone, and they won't even return my call or answer it, so I will never be able to help them recover from that. So I give them a small little shot of the flu on the front end with that little printout so they can read it, and I'll even tell them about it. So that way they're prepared, and they know, number one, that it's coming, and number two, why it will come. And that's why we have a very low percentage of attrition on the front end when we inoculate people.
Very good. I like that a lot, and I think that makes sense. I had a couple of guys yesterday in my business going, well, I want to do what the people out in California are doing. I want to do what the people in Kansas are doing. And the truth of the matter is they're all doing the same thing, and that is the system as defined in your book. They're getting excited. They're making a list. They're booking a private business reception. They're setting up a conference call. They've got a weekly business briefing. They're going to all the trainings and events, and they're going to the corporate convention over and over and over again. And if you look underneath network marketing, that's the fundamental thing all the Brian Carruthers of the world are doing. And I want to talk about one thing that everybody, and in your book you say, make this understand that this is something coming from strength, not weakness, and that is the three-way call. Talk about that, will you please?
Sure. That's a big, you just gave me goosebumps because that's a big topic. I mean, I have had so many people that refuse to use third party, especially the people that are like the ones that really think highly of themselves. It's the mortgage brokers and the real estate brokers and the doctors and the attorneys, the people that actually have high self-esteem and great self-confidence, which, by the way, is great. I don't judge those people. That's awesome. And they probably deserve to feel great about themselves. But the reality is they think that it's a sign of weakness to lean on or rely on somebody else to answer their prospects' questions or to help close their prospects. And their whole opinion they were taught in corporate America was, you know, in order to earn more, in order to deserve a higher income, you've got to be a closer yourself. You can't rely on somebody else, otherwise they don't need you. In network marketing, it's the flip opposite. You know, a sign of strength in network marketing is putting your ego aside and recognizing the fact that you want to do what duplicates, not what works. You could be a silver-tongued salesperson that can sell anybody on anything. Good for you. That's detrimental to your network marketing business, because even though you might be able to sell everybody and close everybody and so forth, the people that you bring aboard your team, they're going to try to emulate and model what you did to them, and they're going to fail trying to do it with their contact. So you always got to remember that you got to do what duplicates, not what works. And you want to, you know, obviously, you know, remember that it's, you know, three-way calls, you know, whether it be on the telephone or maybe a third-party close at the end of a business briefing at a hotel seminar. You know, don't just sit there and try to close your person. Bring them up to the speaker who has the most credibility in the room and let the speaker close them for you. Or bring them up to one of the other top earners or top builders in the room and let them do it. You know, that's the sign of strength. And I'm telling you, so many people get in their own way because they don't understand. They think it's weak to use other people.
There's no doubt, and I agree with that 1,000%, everybody. My whole life is given, and I've been doing this business a long time, and I've got a huge organization like Brian. And every day my life is given where I interview two people, and I three-way one with my upline, or I don't go to bed. And people call me all the time and say, well, I want to be successful. And I go, really? Here's what you have to do. You have to do what I do. You get what I've got. And it's exactly in the line of what Brian is doing. And if you guys can do that, you will get rich. And the way to know where you're going is to buy this blueprint that Brian's got here called Building an Empire. The most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. And I said that slow so it sinks in what you're trying to do here. If you're going to play like you're not a network marketer, you're probably not going to be one. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You know, like I said before, the people you meet and the books you read is going to dictate who you become. And in life, either you're growing or dying, you're getting ripe or you're getting rotten. And a lot of people feel like they've arrived. They get off the elevator. They stop doing what they were doing to get them to 10,000 a month, which is why they never get to 20,000 a month. I see people get to 50,000 a month and never make it to a rock a month, 100,000 a month, because they stop doing and stop growing. You know, for me, when I hit $100,000 a month, I could have easily said, well, you know what, I figured this thing out. I'm just going to just go on cruise control and just keep it there. Well, I want to keep on growing. I'm still reading books. But you don't have to have 1,000 books or 100 books. Darren Hardy talks about it. Paul J. Meyer used to talk about it before he passed. You only need about 5 or 10 books that you actually study from and take notes on and implement, pull something out of that chapter and implement it for the next 30 days in your business. So that's why this book has got 104 chapters. They're small. It's a 260-page book, so it's not long chapters. But if you just actually take one or two of these small topics or chapters, you know, each month and implement it in your business, it can help you to grow for years and years and years from now.
And the team culture is everything. You've got to have your team doing what you're doing, and you have to be doing what your team is doing for this thing to work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the frustrating things for me, being the author of the book, Tom, is that it's very awkward for me to promote my book to my team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a jam. You can promote it easily. You read it, you like it, you're promoting it to your team, and they're all going to get it based on your endorsement. But for me, it's self-endorsing. It comes across kind of obnoxious, you know. So for me, my team almost gets a short end of the stick because I'm trying not to be a big self-promoter. So hopefully my team will recognize that they need to go get this book.
You got it.
And all the other network marketers out there, they're all going to go get it because people like you see how much it's going to help them. So
you're right. We got to go. We're out of time. Brian Carruthers, rock star, building an empire. Go buy it. We'll see you all right after this. Thanks.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendivite with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault, it's Marianne Niehaus. Wow, unbelievable show, huh?
Yeah, no, and I really enjoyed listening to him speak at the Eric Worre event, and it was even more pleasurable to have him on the show today.
So talk to me about what you got out of that. I mean, inside of everything that you're doing in your business, I think you're doing more right than you're doing wrong. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of it is because that's the way we are being coached. You know, you and Denise standing, you know, as leaders at the front of the room. I can't say that I learned anything new. I mean, I expanded on a lot of different things, and you know, listening to people speak, sometimes there's certain things that you just grasp. But really, the way to do this business, that's the way I do it, and that's the way you teach us to do it. And it's about relationships, and it's really so much bigger. I mean, you know, we've had so many great guests on here, and you know, we've talked about the code of ethics, but you know what Brian is talking about is it's so much bigger than who you are as an individual.
And the reason I love this book is because all of us know, every one of you listeners know what to do. And just implementing what to do in the validation that he wrote in this book about there aren't any secrets in Eric Worre or in Brian Carruthers or especially in including Tom Chenault. Everything I say is complete plagiarism. I don't have an original thought. And I like that about me because I've learned from people like Brian Carruthers and people like Eric Worre, and I'm using those names because we used them earlier, and the Garrett McGraths of the world and the Doug Ridleys and Steve Wallach.
Keith Halls. Yeah.
It's insane. Barb and Dave Pitcock. I keep thinking about all the books that are just sitting on my desk right now. And inside of that, I want you guys to know that it's not just noise when I'm telling you to read books every day and find a book that you love and have it circulate through your group. I mean, I hate to think of how many books of The Power of Who I sold, how many of Robert Crisp's books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, I've sold, how many of GoPro by Eric Worre I've sold, and now this book by Brian Carruthers called Building an Empire. I mean, I fall in love with books that make a difference for my team because we are building teams here. And when you, there's a book that we're currently falling in love with called Team Code of Honor that I'm going to get this guy named Blair Singer on the air, and you are going to love this guy because it is the foundation of who you are and who your team is, and you're going to want to read that book too. But I turn into a maniac on books, don't I?
Oh, yeah, you do. And, you know, here's what I've discovered over the years. A lot of these guys, they write these books. They're not writing these books to make money. That's not why they're doing it. They're writing books to share the information that they've learned to help you move forward in your business, move forward in whatever it is that you want to, you know, learn about. And so reading these books, and I think, you know, Brian said that, you know, pick 4, 5, 6 books that you really love and just keep reading those over and over again.
That's so funny that you just said that. If you're reading the book for the money, if you wrote a book for the money, you're not the guy.
No, you're not.
Jordan Adler. gives 100% of his money away on his book that he wrote. All these people, I saw Steve Scholz just wrote a new book. Whatever it is, these guys have so much dough, and they want to give back. And most of them give all the proceeds from the books to charity. And the guy that's making the living off the book he just wrote never built a big residual income and hung on to it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to do that.
Right.
And that's something to think about. And who these guys are philanthropically is pretty important stuff. And, you know, we should have asked Brian Carruthers, because he did say he made a lot of money. He said something else profound. He said that he's only signed, he's been in the business for 20 years, and he's signed up 1,400 people, which is almost 100 a year. And he's got 375,000 people in his organization. I want you to think about that a little bit, because we all think that you've got to be this huge guy that's recruiting all day long and acting like a crazed Mooney. But that's pretty surgical. And I guarantee you, 1,400 people aren't successful that he brought into the business. Probably a handful or two are. And those are the ones that drove their people to become 375,000 people. And it was the system that made the difference. It was putting them into that, you know, the funnel is the prospect, and then it comes out at the very small number at the bottom, and those are the people that you're training and developing. And that's a pretty small number inside of the whole big picture. And what we all need to remember is, if you want to make $20,000 a month as a network marketer, you're just simply finding four people that want to earn $5,000 a month each and get them there from here. So you don't have to be this crazy throw it against the wall goofball at Starbucks. You have to be interested, as Tim Sales says, not interesting. And that's the most important part. Would you agree, Matt?
Well, yeah, and I think what you were saying too, you know, you guys were talking about, you want to have like 100,000 theirs. What does that mean? You know, $1,000 can change people's lives. And so you're developing those 100,000-aires, and then you're building from that. Because like you said, some people are going to come in, they're going to want to make 20, some only 5, and some are going to want to make a whole heck of a lot of money. And in this business, you can do it.
Yep. We've got Kim Kiyosaki next week. Obviously, last week you heard Robert, her husband. Kim Kiyosaki is a beast. You are going to love her. She just doesn't believe that you need a man in order to have a great life. You want a man, but you don't need a man, and there's a big difference. And I'll tell you, I wanted, my daughter's reading the book. I had her read it, because I'll tell you, her having her own money and her own life and then finding a man that she just loves for the sake of loving him is what I want it to be like. Just like my marriage with my wife. I want that for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for doing this show with me again, Marianne. You've been a beast.
Thanks, Tom.
I keep saying beast today. I don't know why.
Beast.
I did that on purpose. All right. We'll see everybody next week on the Tom Chenault Show with Kim Kiyosaki.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call Call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.